The Curious Habits of Dr. Adams by Jane Robbins. Read by Kate Lee.
Introduction. In 1957, an extraordinary trial took place at the Old Bailey. A family doctor, John Bodkin Adams, was accused of murdering a patient in the hope of inheriting her Rolls-Royce. It seemed inconceivable. People had such deeply held regard for doctors. Such trust. As The Lancet reported, the family doctor enjoys more prestige and wields more power than any other citizen, unless it be the judge on his bench. In 1950s Britain, when deference reigned, that was true. The doctor was uniquely placed to influence the physical, psychological, and economic destiny of other people. And there was little doubt that whether or not he was a murderer, Dr. Adams was despicable in his exploitation of that powerful position. His trial was a press sensation, covered all around the world, and the way in which it unfolded made gripping reading, with the advantage swinging back and forth between the prosecution and the defence. The judge, Patrick Devlin, wrote a book about it, as did the novelist Sybil Bedford. Both works were, in their way, quite brilliant, but they told only part of the story of John Bodkin Adams, focusing on a single murder charge, that relating to the owner of the Rolls-Royce, a wealthy widow named Edith Morell, who owned a mansion in the seaside town of Eastbourne and a garden full of prized dahlias. But everyone knew that the police investigation into Dr. Adams had been a far broader affair, and that he had been suspected of murdering many more.